the part of my brain I miss the most just now is the moldy part. Those are not blackberries. It's a slime mold. You can find out more if you navigate to the link. I've forgotten it, but it's on my pasteboard. 2956t.me/notes-on-refuge. And then those numbers I just said. What is this? I found this on Imgur. Imgur? Doesn't matter. Molds are very interesting. Molds are this amazing diversity of life energy that manifests in all of these different and intriguing ways. Mold organisms talk to our brains. What are they saying? Parts of me already recognize this conversation as tedious. Mold does not only talk to brains, mold also does something damaging to brains, depending on the kind of mold and the body you are living in. The moldy part that I miss right now is the people that I met when I discovered what mold could do that I didn't know anything about. Mold spores and parts of broken mold spores, even dead mold spores, they populate the air we breathe. And they do so many things that we aren't aware of unless we investigate them sufficiently. Some of us did not investigate soon enough and got taken on a wild adventure having to do with mold organisms that we're still figuring out how to share about. Many of us have felt it is an experience we could have done without. And simultaneously, having been through whatever parts of this moldy, adventurous journey we have all been experiencing. Well, those of us aware of it anyway. We sure do have a lot of actionable information and community resourcing to draw on that we couldn't have had if we hadn't been through this, whatever this is. Mental illness, physiological disease, healing crisis. With the information we have at hand and our sensitivities that truly aid us in navigating impossible landscapes, what are the missing pieces? What are the missing pieces that allow us to use all of this, and by the way, survive all of this? Survive, is that what we're supposed to do? Okay, all right, let's make a plan. The information that we have about mold organisms in most professional spaces seems to be the information about mold organisms that comes from particularly mold-affected places, like, water-damaged buildings, for instance. And that's very interesting because there is information about mold organisms available from less mold-affected places. There is information available from people who have survived and are thriving away from the effects of toxic mold, who are able to report on their experience, but what they have to say often seems confusing to those who really just would like to trust the professionals on the subject and let it go and be safe with that. That would be super great, wouldn't it? Gosh, what would it take to get that back? If you're interested to hear more of our collective musings on professionals and professional spaces, we are broadcasting from this Telegram messenger channel, t.me/intuitive social professional.